Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat Seary. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. And now, play ball. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Boudreau steals second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Boudreau moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schultz fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Schultz. Boudreau scores. Cullenbein moves to third. Heath moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is walked intentionally. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards third. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Epps. Seary reaches second base with a double. Cullenbein scores. Heath scores. Keltner moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is walked intentionally. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rocco moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up towards third. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Siri hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-1 in the game. Epps hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Siri who is chasing the ball. Epps reaches third base with a triple. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Epps scores. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Cullen Bynes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schultz moves to second. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schultz scores. Hollingsworth moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Epps strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath bunts towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive towards third. Clary catches it and throws to second to double up Cullenbine. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Seary hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hollingsworth takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Hollingsworth moves to second. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Epps strikes out. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine bunts in front of the plate. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. Rocco moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Moore strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Seary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Peters bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Seary moves to second. One out. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seary moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge pinch runs for Joe Schultz. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland M. Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.